WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from deploying National Guardsmen to Portland, Oregon. Here's Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
A district court judge finding that it's more likely than not that President Trump exceeded his authority. Here, the court found that the necessary factual predicates that allow a president to federalize the National Guard were not present. The court also found, as a result, that this could amount to a violation of the 10th Amendment and undermine state sovereignty.
Some residents of Chicago are making it clear that the administration's expanded immigration crackdown is unwelcome. CBS's Tom Hansen has that.
Angry residents faced off against heavily armed federal agents. They held down some protesters and used tear gas against others. In a separate incident, one woman was shot and injured after what the Department of Homeland Security said were defensive shots.
The president says he's going to send hundreds of National Guardsmen to Chicago. Elected officials, labor groups, and immigrant rights activists marched in Los Angeles in a protest yesterday against federal immigration enforcement actions, the government shutdown, and the administration's economic policies. Here's labor leader David Huerta.
The hurt that right now and the cruelty that is being imposed not only on the immigrant community, but working people across this country.
The Gaza peace plan was supposed to bring peace to the enclave almost immediately, but CBS's Deborah Patta in Jerusalem says that has not been the case.
Following the qualified response from Hamas, the president told Israel to stop bombing Gaza immediately. The Israel Defense Forces announced it would temporarily halt its offensive, but not all the guns went silent. 20 people were killed and 30 injured, according to rescue workers, after a strike on a home in Gaza City.
The special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is traveling to Egypt for talks on the peace plan, which Israel has agreed to and Hamas has agreed to, but with conditions. A major drugstore chain is no more.
Rite Aid is closing all locations. That's according to a recent post on the U.S. pharmacy chain's website. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in May, the second such filing in about 2 years. The website for the company now only shows a service to help former customers find a new pharmacy and a link to request pharmacy records.
CBS's Matt Piper. Well, no big surprise here. Taylor Swift has sold 2.7 million physical and digital copies of her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, on the first day of its release in the U.S. That makes it Swift's biggest week ever. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is empty.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Should you really try to patch up that rift with your loved one before you go to bed?
You keep forgetting the conditions on which I agreed to stay on living with you.
I'm not living with you.
Woo, after a fight like that, it's still one of those things that is known that couples should never go to bed angry, right? Now some therapists are saying hold that thought. Maryland clinical psychologist Samantha Whiten says it's a fairy tale to expect that all conflicts can be fixed before couples go to sleep. She says instead of fighting, people should take a pause and set a time to talk about things the next day. She says people should not have serious discussions when they are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Allison Keys, CBS News.
A stretch of a waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is being renamed to honor the late wrestling giant Hulk Hogan. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement in Clearwater, the city Hogan called home. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W-
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and warm again with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly clear and quite mild with lows in the mid-60s. On Monday, increasing clouds, showers, and a few thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day. Highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Yeah. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Shining day. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three: keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Yeah.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Okay. listening to Buffalo Winds. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Found my mind in a brown
brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
WRJN.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans. WRJN.
Oh, You start the year off fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Hey,
maybe if I ask your dad and mom,
June,
they let me take you to the junior prom.
July,
like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August,
when you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah.
You
when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? When you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?